is the FPL Draft Zone, your fantasy team's best signing of the season.
We're halfway through another tedious international break, but that means we're halfway closer to game week 30. Today, we take a look at the upcoming fixtures and work out which teams could be worth investing in. Who are the players whose statistics suggest they're about to explode into life? Hello and welcome to the FPL Draft Zone, a podcast all about draft FPL, the finest of all fantasy Premier League formats. I'm Dom Crofts, I hope you're well, and today we are going to be looking ahead to game week 30, which is now less than 7 days away as the 79,000th international break of the season slowly crawls to a close. We're also going to take an in-depth look at some XG, XA and XGI statistics and try and find a few diamonds in the rough whose recent form suggests they might be about to hit top gear at last. And we'll whiz through the last five FPL Team of the Weeks as well to see if there are any players in there who might catch our eye. But before we do any of that, let's take a look at the Game Week 30 fixtures that are coming up. And it all starts on Saturday the 30th of March at 12:30pm GMT with Newcastle United taking on West Ham United. These two teams are the dictionary definition of unpredictable. In their last six matches, both Newcastle and West Ham have got two wins, two draws and two defeats. So anything could happen at St James's Park on Saturday. Sven Botman is out for the season for Newcastle, which means that Jamal Lascelles has become a hot topic of conversation in FPL circles. Go there at your own risk, though, because Newcastle have just one clean sheet in their last 11 matches. Then we go on to the 3 o'clock kickoffs, and Bournemouth against Everton is one of those 3 o'clock games. After a couple of matches without a goal, Bournemouth have now got 6 goals in their last two matches. 4 of those, of course, were at home to Luton. Everton, on the other hand, well, their good defensive record has gone out of the window in recent weeks. They are without a clean sheet in their last 6 games now, and they haven't won for 11 matches. It's Chelsea versus Burnley at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea showing some signs of progress under Mauricio Pochettino at last. They reached that League Cup final, they're into an FA Cup semi-final, and they are unbeaten in their last 4 league games as well. Burnley, on the other hand, well, they have just 2 wins away from home all season long. It's Nottingham Forest against Crystal Palace at the City Ground. Forest are fresh from that points deduction. They are now in the relegation zone and in dire need of a first win in 5. Crystal Palace are continuing their new adventure under new manager Oliver Glasner. It's hard to know what you're going to get from them, though, because they have a win, a draw and a defeat in his first 3 games. At Bramall Lane, it's Sheffield United taking on Fulham. Fulham with the story of Game Week 29 after their 3-0 win over Spurs. They have a strong defensive record, which we're going to talk about in a bit. Sheffield United, well, they've conceded 74 goals so far this season, which works out at just over 2.6 goals a game. It's Spurs against Luton in North London. Spurs looking to get back on track after that Fulham defeat. Luton looking to score in an 18th consecutive league game and pick up their first win in the league since they battered Brighton in game week 22. And then there are 2 late games coming up on Saturday at 5:30 GMT. It's Aston Villa against Wolves at Villa Park, a Midlands derby between 2 sides that are gunning for Europe. Aston Villa are currently 3 points clear of Spurs in 4th. Spurs, of course, have a game in hand. Wolves are only 6 points off 6th, but they do have a host of injury problems that could cost them in the run-in. And then the last game on Saturday night is at 8 o'clock GMT. It's Brentford against Manchester United. Brentford desperate for points to pull clear of the relegation zone. Brian Mbeumo expected to start alongside Ivan Toney after his long injury layoff. He's been involved in some behind-closed-doors games over the international break. Manchester United, well, they're looking over their shoulder at West Ham United, Brighton and Wolves, but they're also gunning for Spurs and Villa above them. And then on Sunday at 2 o'clock, it's Liverpool taking on Brighton at Anfield. Liverpool looking to continue their title charge, but they haven't beaten Brighton at Anfield since 2019. The last 3 games between those 2 sides at Anfield have ended 3-all, 2-all, and 1-0 to Brighton. And then at 4:30pm GMT, it's the big one, Manchester City against Arsenal. Two more title rivals going head-to-head. Arsenal have a dreadful record at the Etihad, but they are in form right now. So can they exorcise another demon by beating Pep's treble winners on their own turf? It's a game that could go a long way to deciding who is going to be crowned Premier League champions come the end of May. So those are the fixtures we have coming up next weekend, and those are the games that we need to try to find FPL draft gold from. Obviously, some teams have better fixtures than others, so let's start there. A few standout matches to target include Chelsea against Burnley at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea won the reverse fixture 4-1 back in game week 8, and Poch's team have a good run of games coming up. Burnley, though, they've shown fight as well recently with 4 points from their last 6 games, but Chelsea feels like a step up in class from beating 10-man Brentford. Sheffield United against Fulham is another fixture to look at with open eyes. Fulham having a quietly excellent season, and they now have a regular goal scorer in their ranks again, having lost Alexander Mitrovic in the summer. Sheffield United need to turn their home form around. In their last 3 matches at Bramall Lane, they have lost by an aggregate score of 16-0. It's Spurs against Luton in North London. Luton always score goals, but unfortunately for them, they always concede goals too. Spurs won at Kenilworth Road earlier in the season, and you would imagine that Ange Postecoglou will be determined for them to bounce back from that defeat to Fulham. It'll be interesting to see who they start alongside Son in those attacking roles, with Werner and Johnson in a good moment right now. Richarlison is fit again as well. And Kulishevsky is, of course, one of Ange's preferred picks on a weekly basis. So your guess is as good as mine as to who he starts alongside Heung-Min Song. And then it's Liverpool against Brighton at Anfield. Liverpool need to keep winning to maintain their title charge. Brighton are woefully inconsistent, and the shadow of Mo Salah looms large over the Seagulls. He scored twice earlier in the season at the Amex, and you can see him doing more damage at Anfield. But aside from just looking at games and highlighting the fixtures that might help you win big, we're also going to take a look at some players who, based on their last 5 appearances, are showing the sort of underlying statistics that suggest they could be about to explode into life, some of whom could still be available on your waivers as a result of their recent injury problems. So first up, let's focus on the forwards. And based on their last 5 appearances, the XG monsters we should all want in our teams are as follows. First up, bad news, a name you're not going to get on the waivers. It's Erling Haaland, who has an XG of 4.38 over his last 5 games, but a return of only 2 goals in that time. As I said, sadly unlikely to be on your waivers, so sorry about that. Then it's Rasmus Højlund, who has comfortably outperformed his XG of 4.14 by scoring 6 goals in his last 5 appearances. And then it's Elijah Adebayo, the first name who could well be an option on your waivers. He has got an XG of 3.75 in his last 5 games, and he's actually scored 5 goals in those games as well. He's been suffering from a hamstring injury, but Rob Edwards will be hoping he is back for that game against Spurs. And if he's not, the upcoming fixtures, well, they don't get that easy for the Hatters. After Spurs, they go to Arsenal in game week 31. Then they travel to Manchester City in game week 33 after a home game against Bournemouth. But if Adebayo is available on your waivers, he is well worth getting in, because Luton do score goals for fun. They've scored in 17 consecutive Premier League matches now. So if he plays, there is a very good chance that he will return more often than not. And after those tricky fixtures, Luton finish with some much more winnable games. They have a home game against Brentford. They go to Wolves. They're at home to Everton. They travel to West Ham. And they also have a home game against Fulham. The fourth highest scoring XG monster based on their past 5 appearances is Cunha of Wolves, another player who is back in full training and might not have yet been picked up in your league after his hamstring injury. Cunha has an XG of 3.63 over his last 5 games, in which time he has scored 4 goals, so again, overperforming. 5 of Wolves' final 9 games are rated 2 on the FDR scale, so returns could be imminent for him despite their injury problems. And then The fifth highest goal scorer, based on XG, over the past five matches is Big Dom Solanke. Again, unfortunately, almost taken in your league, but just missing out on the top five are some potentially gettable players. João Pedro has an XG of 3.3 over his last five games. He could be back in Brighton starting 11 in game week 30 and could be a potential waiver pickup as a result of his recent injury. Jean-Philippe Mateta has an XG of 2.7. He scored two goals in his last five games, so slightly lower than where he should be. But Palace have Forest and Bournemouth in their next two, neither of whom are exactly defensively solid. And he seems to have nailed down that starting spot up front for Oliver Glasner's side. Timo Werner and Nicholas Jackson are two other potential pickups. Werner has an XG of 2.7 over his last five matches. Jackson has an XG of 2.37. Werner is obviously a rotation risk. He's only started one of Tottenham's last four games, but in that time, he has scored twice. Jackson is very much Chelsea's starting striker right now, and their upcoming fixtures are very, very, very enticing. They have Burnley at home in game week 30, Manchester United at home in game week 31, Sheffield United away in game week 32, and then Everton at home in game week 33. In midfield, we're going to look at both XG and XA to try to highlight a few potential waiver pickups and or trades. Mo Salah tops the list for XG, but again, bad news, guys. I regret to inform you that he is probably taken in your draft league. But Luis Diaz is second on the list with an XG of 3.72 over his last five games. He's only scored twice in that time, so he is underperforming that XG, but he is playing regularly, he is getting chances, and you would hope that those returns will increase, particularly given Liverpool's upcoming fixtures. They play Brighton at home in game week 30, and you would think that the Seagulls are not one of the league's most resilient defensive units, although we have got some news on that to share in a little bit. Then it's Sheffield United at home, which could be a cricket score. And then after a trip to Manchester United, it's Crystal Palace at Anfield again. So the potential for some big attacking returns over the next few weeks for Luis Diaz. Saka, Havertz and Foden then make up the top five midfielders based on XG. Of those, perhaps Kai Havertz could be a trade option in your league. A rival manager might be open to doing a deal for him, but there are some interesting players just outside the top five who might be worth looking at. Anthony Elanga is sixth on the list with an XG of 2.34 over his last five games. He's not returned in any of those games, but it shows that he is getting into good positions. And if you trust the process, you would think that his luck will turn. Forest have Palace, Wolves and Everton at home in three of their next four. And Mikhailo Mudryk has an XG of 2.33 across his last five appearances. He scored twice in that time, so he is slightly underperforming as well. But as we mentioned earlier, Chelsea's upcoming fixtures are lovely, so he could be picking up points left, right and centre if he can nail down a place in that starting 11 on a regular basis. So that's based on XG. In terms of XA stats, Salah, Son and De Bruyne take up the top three spots in midfield. Then it's Gabriel Martinelli who comes in fourth with an XA of 2.5. Now, he could be available if a manager panic sold him following his recent injury. And interestingly, Dwight McNeil is the man who makes up the top five. The Everton midfielder has an XA of 2.34 over his last five games, but he has only picked up one assist during that time, mainly thanks to the terrible finishing of Beto and DCL. But if you think Everton can turn their fortunes around, and they have to, given their league position, he could be a strong, if a slightly surprising, pickup in midfield. Everton have Bournemouth, Newcastle and Burnley in their next three, and none of those teams can defend for toffee. Garnacho, Bailey, Foden and Odegaard are also high on the XA list in midfield. Garnacho may be available, Bailey as well. But two other names for you to consider. Morgan Gibbs-White of Nottingham Forest, who is underperforming his XA by 50% over the last five games, but who has got good fixtures coming up. And Michael Olise of Crystal Palace, who is back in training, according to reports. He has four goals and three assists in his last five games, although he is one of the few players we've mentioned who is dramatically outperforming his XG and XA stats, which are 1.82 and 1.74 respectively. Now, at the back, We're going to go with XGC stats in a moment. But in terms of those attacking defensive assets who might be able to get you points going forward as well as at the back, the top XA performers in defence are, over the last five games, Marlo Gusto of Chelsea, who has an XA of 2.15 across his last five games. He's picked up two assists in that time. Then it's Andy Robertson, back from injury and back on form, it seems. He's got an XA of 1.83 and one assist to show for his efforts, a potential trade option if you think you can get that one over the line. Alfie Doughty is still milling about the top XA statistics in defence. He's got an XA of 1.61. And then it's Connor Bradley, who could be about to lose his place in that Liverpool team with the imminent return of Trent Alexander-Arnold. Bradley has an XA of 1.45. Then some very gettable players for you if you want to go there. Reece Burke, who has recently been playing for Luton due to their injury problems, he's got an XA of 1.26. Vladimir Koufal of West Ham has an XA of 1.18. And Lorenz Assignon of Burnley, who has an XA of 0.99 from his last five games. In terms of XGC, we're going to look at teams rather than players, and we're going to total up the XG accrued against each team over the past five game weeks to give us that XGC. And using this statistic, Arsenal are unsurprisingly the most defensively solid team from the past five game weeks. They have an XGC of just 2.15. But second in terms of defensive stability over the past five games has been Brighton. Yes, Brighton. They have an XGC of just 4.93. They've kept two clean sheets in that time. So that, for me, is quite a surprising stat. And game by game over that period, their XGC was good. 0.82 in a 1-0 win over Forest, 1.33 in what turned out to be a 3-0 defeat to Fulham, 0.45 in a 1-0 draw with Everton, 0.59 in a 5-0 win over Sheffield United, and 1.74 in that 2-1 defeat to Spurs. So taking Spurs out of the equation, really, their XGC of late has been excellent. Brighton have Liverpool away next, then it's Brentford away, Arsenal at home, and Burnley away. So you would hope that they get a bit more justice in terms of their defensive solidity than they have been getting of late. Manchester City and Liverpool are the next two defensively resolute teams over the last five, but then it's Crystal Palace and Forest with XGCs of 6.65 and 6.88 respectively over their last five matches. We've mentioned Forest fixtures already, which are very decent. As for Crystal Palace, a reminder that they have Forest and Bournemouth away next before Manchester City at home, Liverpool away, and West Ham at home. Now, one other way to assess recent game weeks and to look at the players who are making an impact at the business end of the season is to look at the FPL team of the week. So we have done that as well. And again, we have taken the past 5 weeks for that, just to see if it sheds any light on some potential pickups on the waivers. So I've quickly had a look at those teams from game weeks 24 to 28. We're going to avoid game week 29 due to it being such a lightweight game week. And in truth, starting in game week 24, there are no players that instantly stand out as potential pickups that are worth considering. Bruno Guimaraes was in there after a 15-pointer. Conor Gallagher as well. I'm not sure I'd go near either of them, although Chelsea's fixtures might make Gallagher an option if all other Blues midfield assets are taken. In game week 25, there are a few players who could be available in your league and who might represent worthy additions. Lewis Dunk for Brighton. Remember, they have the second best XGC in the league over the past five games. Teammate Simon Adingra was in there as well. Alexis McAllister finished the game week with 17 points, and he has been in a rich vein of form ever since. Cody Gakpo, Akanji, and João Gomes of Wolves were also big winners in game week 25. Akanji is probably the pick of those. In game week 26, Calvin Bassey was in the team of the week. The Fulham defender picked up 10 points. And remember, Fulham have the joint's fourth most clean sheets this season. So perhaps that was a hint that we should all have lumped on them for game week 29. But perhaps now is the time to get in a Fulham defender with Sheffield United coming up in game week 30. Ike Nori was also in the team of the week in 26. He's a good pickup if he's still available, and another Fulham man, Harry Wilson, was one of the few unexpected players in Game Week 27's Team of the Week. He was joined by usual suspects like Phil Foden and Ollie Watkins, but in Game Week 28, who makes another appearance? Ike Nori of Wolves. And remember, Wolves travel to Villa in Game Week 30, but then have games against Burnley, West Ham and Forest in their next three. John Stones got a 10-pointer in Game Week 27. He could be available on the waivers given his risk of rotation. He seems to be first choice for City, but Pep is likely to rest him for those challenging, difficult games. City have Arsenal next, so expect him to play in that one. Then it's Villa, where he'll probably play again. But after that, it's Palace and Luton, where he may well miss out, especially with Real Madrid on the horizon in the Champions League. And our last player to flag is Bruno Fernandes. He was in the Game Week 28 Team of the Week as well. And Fernandes is an interesting option because he has underwhelmed for most of the season. And yet only Mo Salah and Heung-Min Son have created more big chances than the Portuguese playmaker. He's created 13 big chances this season. And with Rasmus Højlund fit again and Marcus Rashford showing signs of some form, perhaps if you could get a trade for Fernandes over the line, it might reap some rewards with the remaining games of the season still to come. United have home games against Sheffield United and Burnley coming up. They also play the likes of Brentford, Bournemouth and Crystal Palace in their last 10 games. So, a few players to think about for Game Week 30 based on XG, XA and XGC from the past 5 game weeks, and some other picks based on the standout performers from those past 5 game weeks in terms of FPL points. But there is now a twist to all this analysis, and we're calling that twist Game Week 34. Because the double game week has now been announced, and the following teams will all double in Game Week 34. Arsenal, they go to Wolves and have a home game against Chelsea. Bournemouth, they go to Villa and then they go to Wolves. Crystal Palace, who have a home game against West Ham and then another home game against Newcastle. Everton also have double home fixtures against Nottingham Forest and Liverpool. Liverpool have double away fixtures at Fulham and Everton. And Sheffield United have a home game against Burnley and a trip to Old Trafford to take on Manchester United. And finally, it's Wolves. They have two games as well, both at home to Arsenal and Bournemouth. So of those doubles, Crystal Palace have perhaps the best fixtures, West Ham and Newcastle at home, which suddenly makes the likes of Mateta even more appealing if you're in need of a striker. Remember, he has an XG of 2.7 over his last 5. He seems nailed under Oliver Glasner. Palace also have, remember, the 5th best XGC over the last 5 game weeks. So the likes of Mitchell and Munoz would be clever pickups if they're available. Munoz offers an offensive threat as well as seemingly defensive solidity. Wolves, they've got 2 home games in 34. They play Arsenal and Bournemouth. And a reminder that Cunha is ranked 4th for XG over the last 5. And those doubles will add to his appeal. Ait Nouri's value also increases with that double. He is in excellent form. He's been in 2 FPL Team of the Week lineups. And Liverpool assets also gain even more value as they have a double against Fulham and Everton. Alexis McAllister, Diego Jota and Cody Gakpo, they should all be on your radars, as should the likes of Konate and Gomez at the back. Konate has not played more than 5 games in a row before getting injured this season, so picking up both could be a clever way of guaranteeing some Liverpool defensive coverage. And Everton take on Forest and Liverpool at home. One of those is a relegation 6-pointer, and the other is a Merseyside derby, so lots to play for. And don't forget that over the past 5 game weeks, Dwight McNeil is ranked 5th for XGA with 2.34 over that period. So if you need an under-the-radar midfielder with the potential to score you points, McNeil could be your man, despite being a hugely unfashionable sign. So lots to think about and lots to consider as you set those waivers this week. Some will seize the moment and go for short-term pickups, others will plan for the long term and try to take that double into consideration. Whatever you decide, I hope some of the stats we've shone a light on will help you going forward. And that is almost it for today. Game week 30 starts on Saturday the 30th of March at 12:30 p.m. GMT, with Newcastle taking on West Ham. The deadline for your waivers is Friday the 29th of March at 11 a.m. We will be back next week with a look back at the weekend that was in the Premier League, so keep an eye out and an ear out for that. Please also don't forget to subscribe to us on whatever podcast platform you use. If you could spare the time to leave a review, that would be fantastic as well. You can do it on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or whatever you listen to us on. It would mean the world to us if you could leave us a review. And you can also give us a follow on social media if you like. We're at FPL Draft Zone on X and at FPL Draft Zone on Instagram. We would love to hear from you. So good luck. There's only a few more days of mind-numbing international football to get through, and then we're back in business with game week 30. So until next time, good luck with all things draft, and bye for now.